Chapter 29. Letter to the Exiles in Babylon. This is the contents of the letter which the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people who were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the courtiers, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the artisans and the skilled workmen, had left Jerusalem. Delivered in Babylon by Elasar, son of Shaphan, and by Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Babylon, the letter read, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses to dwell in, plant gardens and eat their fruits. Take wives and beget sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters. There you must increase in number, not decrease. Promote the welfare of the city to which I have exiled you. Pray for it to the Lord, for upon its welfare depends your own. Thus says the Lord, Only after 70 years have elapsed for Babylon will I visit you and fulfill for you my promise to bring you back to this place. For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for woe. Plans to give you a future full of hope. When you call me, when you go to pray to me, I will listen to you. When you look for me, you will find me. Yes, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord, and I will change your lot. I will gather you together from all the nations and all the places to which I have banished you, says the Lord, and bring you back to the place from which I have exiled you. Thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on David's throne, and all the people who remain in this city, your brethren, who did not go with you into exile. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am sending against them sword, famine, and pestilence. I will make them like rotten figs, too bad to be eaten. I will pursue them with sword, famine, and pestilence, and make them an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth, of malediction, astonishment, ridicule, and reproach to all the nations among which I will banish them. For they did not listen to my words, says the Lord, though I kept sending them my servants, the prophets, only to have them go unheeded, says the Lord. You now listen to the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. As for your saying, The Lord has raised up for us prophets here in Babylon, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Do not let yourselves be deceived by the prophets and diviners who are among you. Do not listen to those among you who dream dreams, for they prophesy lies to you in my name. I did not send them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has to say about those who prophesy lies to you in my name. Ahab, son of Koliah, and Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah. I am handing them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who will slay them before your eyes. All the exiles of Judah in Babylon will pattern a curse after them. May the Lord make you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the flames. For they are criminals in Israel, committing adultery with their neighbor's wives, and alleging in my name things I did not command. I know. I am witness, says the Lord. The false prophet Shemaiah. Say this to Shemaiah, the Nehelamite. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you sent letters on your own authority to all the people of Jerusalem, to all the priests, and to Zephaniah the priest, son of Maaseiah, with this message, The Lord has appointed you priest in place of the priest Jehoiada, so that there may be police officers in the house of the Lord, to take action against all madmen and those who pose as prophets, by putting them into the stocks or the pillory. Why, then, do you not rebuke Jeremiah of Anatoth, who poses as a prophet among you? For he sent us in Babylon this message. It will be a long time. Build houses to live in, plant gardens, and eat their fruits. When the priest Zephaniah read this letter to the prophet, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Send the message to all the exiles. Thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite. Because Shemaiah prophesies to you without a mission from me, and raises false confidence, says the Lord, I will therefore punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his offspring. None of them shall survive among this people to see the good I will do to this people, says the Lord, because he preached rebellion against the Lord.